Chapter 7. Mares in Black. Agent Furlong led the pair of best friends through a series of secret doors, down a staircase, and into a hoofprint-protected room. It was full of items that looked like everyday objects, but really did all sorts of other things. In this room, anything could be anything. "I actually missed this," Bon Bon admitted. Her cerulean eyes sparkled with excitement as she scanned the massive room. There were horseshoes that emitted special smoke to aid in quick escapes, a glass case of quills that allowed the pony who rode with them to magically write in different, undetectable codes, and racks upon racks of disguises for undercover assignments. "This is incredible!" Lyra marveled, rifling through a trunk of cowpony hats. "What do these do?"
"They go on your head, kid," Furlong snorted. "Now let's get you two looking like Appaloosians."
Over the next hour, Lyra and Bon Bon were supplied with the latest gadgets in smile technology. In addition to the hoof mirrors, they were given watches with communication devices installed in them, a hoof pack of provisions, and new outfits.
"Good luck, kids," Furlong tipped his head toward them before departing.
"I thought we might wear the black vests that every pony else has on," Lyra commented as she inspected herself in a large mirror.
"Aren't these a little over the top?"
She ran her hoof along the brown fringe of her jacket and cow pony boots. A red hat and apple print scarf finished the look.
"Not if we want to convince every pony we belong, which is imperative to persuading a changeling to show its true form."
Bon Bon stepped out of the changing room, wearing a traditional green Appaloosian dress with puff sleeves. Lyra tried to stifle her giggles.
"Well, whatever you think is right, I trust you."
Lyra met Bon Bon's eyes.
"This is all so amazing, Bon Bon. I can't believe this was your life before you came to Ponyville."
"It's your life now, too," Bon Bon sounded sad.
"I'm really sorry I dragged you into all this."
"I'm not. This is so exciting. Plus, we're best friends.
There is no pony I would rather spend my time with than you,"
Lyra exclaimed with a huge smile. A brown mare with a gray mane nearby stopped inspecting a tea kettle and frowned at her. Lyra stopped smiling.
"Oops, I forgot. Must remain serious."
The two ponies laughed quietly.
"Hey, where did you go earlier?"
Lyra asked, adjusting her apple scarf. Bon Bon scrunched up her nose.
"What?"
"With Agent Furlong. I was looking for you and you just disappeared." Lyra nudged her friend. "You were gone a long time."
"Oh," Bon Bon stiffened.
She turned to the mirror and fluffed her pink and blue mane.
"It was nothing. He just needed my advice on something. It was
classified,"
Lyra cut in. She raised a brow.
"More secrets?"
"Something like that."
Bon Bon grabbed her hoof pack.
"But enough hanging around here at Smile. We have to go. Now!"
"Why does this keep happening to me today?" Lyra teased.
Bon Bon grabbed Lyra's hoof and pulled her out to the hallway. The two ponies barreled through the hindquarters. A short maze of silver halls and another cold elevator ride later, they were well on their way to Appaloosa to save Equestria. Operation Swiss Cheese was in full effect. Lyra just hoped there were no holes in the plan.